Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The USDA is allocating $1.15 billion in grants and loans for projects helping rural communities access high-speed internet. The effort is intended to provide capital for broadband projects that serve low-population areas lacking internet connections at speeds of at least 25 megabits for downloading and 3 megabits for uploading. Priority will be given to projects submitted to local governments, tribes, and nonprofits. Amid a global energy crisis and rising fuel prices, some U.S. representatives have introduced legislation to repeal the renewable fuel standard. Growth Energy CEO Emily Skor slammed the legislation, saying, "Now more than ever, we need to be using more homegrown, low-cost, and low-carbon biofuels in our own fuel supply." The RFS was signed into law to reduce reliance on foreign oil and increase blending of low-carbon biofuels, saving consumers up to 10 cents a gallon. While the cost of last year's Thanksgiving dinner was the lowest since 2010, a New York Times report says this year could be the most expensive dinner in the holiday's history, with nearly every part of the traditional Thanksgiving dinner costing more. Turkey prices may see record highs, while the cost of many other foods will be higher. Industry experts say the U.S. food supply has been hit by knots in the supply chain, the cost of transportation, a labor shortage, trade policies, bad weather, and inflation. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.